请我们打开圣经约书亚记。
Let's open up our Bibles to Book of Joshua.
是旧约的约书亚记。
In the Old Testament, the Book of Joshua.
愿意今朝早和弟兄姐妹一起来交通约书亚记这本书。
I'm willing to share with the brothers the what is recorded in the book of Joshua.
不知道我们弟兄姐妹中间有没有人读过约书亚记？
I wonder how many brothers and sisters have read the book of Joshua.
有没有读过的？
Have you read the book of Joshua? Thanks be to the Lord.
因为如果你读过约书亚记呢，咁如果我提到一啲嘅事实或者一啲嘅过程，咁弟兄姊妹你就好容易嘅明白。
If you read the book of Joshua, then if I mention some situations or some process, then you'll be very easy for you to understand.
咁如果你未读过咧，咁你会觉得啊，点解会咁讲啊？或者系呢个过程系点样样嘅？咁你又唔知道噶啦吓。
If you're not read, then you might say, "Why do you say that?" Then you don't understand the situation or the process.
所以弟兄姊妹，如果你读过嘅，我感谢主；未读过嘅，好唔好？我有一个要求，请你翻去重新睇一次呢个约书亚记，好吗
？If you have read the book of Joshua, thanks be to the Lord. If you have not read the book of Joshua, can you go back and read from beginning to end?
啊，好唔好？答应我呢个要求，好吗？答唔答应
？Respond to my request.
答唔答应
？Yes.
OK， 感谢主啊。
Thanks be to the Lord.
我哋睇约书亚记第一章
，Let's look at the book of Joshua, chapter one。
我哋由第一节咧，一直读到第九节。
We'll read from verse 1 through 9。
揾到呢，请听我读啊。
After you found it, please listen as I read。
耶和华的仆人摩西死了以后，耶和华晓谕摩西的帮手乱的儿子约书亚说。我的仆人摩西死了，现在你要起来和众百姓过这约旦河，往我所要赐给以色列人的地去。凡你们脚掌所踏之地，我都照着我所应许摩西的话赐给你们了。从旷野和这黎巴嫩，直到幼法拉底大河，黑人全地，又到大海日落之处，都要作你们的警戒。你平生的日子，必无一人能在你面前站立的住。我怎样与摩西同在，也必照样与你同在。我必不撇下你，也不丢弃你。你当刚强壮胆，因为你必使这百姓承受那地为业。就算我向他们列祖起誓应许赐给他们的地，只要刚强大大壮胆，谨守遵行我仆人摩西所吩咐你的一切律法，不可偏离左右，使你无论往哪里去都可以顺利。这律法书不可离开你的口，总要昼夜思想，好使你谨守遵行这书上所写的一切话，如此你的道路就可以亨通，凡事顺利。我岂没有吩咐你吗？你当刚强壮胆，不要惧怕，也不要惊惶，因为你无论往哪里去，耶和华你的神必与你同在。
Verse 1. Now it came about after the death of Moses, the servant of the Lord, that the Lord spoke to Joshua, the son of Nun, Moses' servant. Moses, my servant, is dead. Now, therefore, arise.Cross this Jordan, you and all this people, to the land which I am giving to them, to the sons of Israel. Every place on which the sole of your foot treads, I have given it to you, just as I spoke to Moses. From this wilderness and this Lebanon, even as far as the great river, the river Euphrates, all the land of the Hittites, and as far as the great sea, toward the setting of the sun, will be your territory. No man will be able to stand before you all the days of your life.Just as I have been with Moses, I will be with you. I will not fail you or forsake you. Be strong and courageous, for you shall give this people possession of the land which I swore to their fathers to give them. Only be strong and very courageous. Be careful to do according to all the law which Moses, my servant, commanded you. Do not turn from it to the right or to the left, so that you may have success wherever you go. This book of the law shall not depart from your mouth, but you shall meditate on it day and night, so that you may be careful to do according to all that is written in it. For then you will make your way prosperous, and then you will have success. Have I not commanded you, be strong and courageous? Do not tremble or be dismayed, for the Lord your God is with you wherever you go.
好，我哋再睇一节嘅圣经，就喺前边一啊《申命记》，唔使见嘅，前边嗰一页。
Just the page before it in Deuteronomy.
申命记三十四章嘅第九节。
Deuteronomy 34 verse 9.
嫩的儿子约书亚，因为摩西曾按手在他头上，就被智慧的灵充满，以色列人便听从他，照着耶和华吩咐摩西的行了。
Now Joshua the son of Nun was filled with the spirit of wisdom, for Moses had laid his hands on him, and the sons of Israel listened to him and did as the Lord had commanded Moses.
好，我哋今朝早就读咁多嘅圣经啊。
These are the scripture readings we'll have this morning.
我哋再一次低头仰望主。
Let's once again bow our heads and look upon our Lord.
亲爱嘅主，求你彰显你自己嘅荣美。
Oh, dear Lord, may you manifest your glory.
啊，就在今天早上，主啊，你彰显你自己嘅荣耀。
Oh, Lord, that this morning that you manifest your glory.
透过你自己嘅话，主啊，你指教我哋。
According to through your words that you will teach us.
让我哋知道你嘅心。
So that we'll know your heart.
又求主你帮助我哋活喺你嘅面前，作为你所喜悦嘅人。
And Lord, may you help us to live before you, to live according to what you find favorable.
主啊，我哋将呢个话再一次嘅交托喺主嘅手中。
We once again place these words into thy hands.
求主你分俾我哋。
May the Lord appropriate to us.
多谢主，奉主耶稣嘅名祈祷。
Thank be to the Lord. We pray in the name of Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen. 我哋弟兄姊妹喺星期五晚上楼下嘅聚会呢。读紧罗马书。
And Friday evening, the brothers and sisters downstairs are studying the book of Romans.
咁我哋就交通到呢灵同埋肉身肉体嘅争战。
And we shared on the struggle between spirit and flesh.
啊，我哋亦交通到咧恩典同埋律法之间嘅争战。
And we also share on the struggles between grace and the law.
所以你喺圣经嘅里头。在属灵的事情上面，我们知道有这个两个的队伍。
And then in the Bible and in the spiritual matters, you see this contrast.
神和仇敌魔鬼的争战。
And you see the struggle between God and the devil, the enemy.
属灵和肉体的争战。
And struggle between spirit and the flesh.
相信在我弟兄姊妹的中间，
So in the midst of the brothers and sisters,
在我哋嘅身上边
，on our persons，
好多时候都有呢个咁样嘅战争啊。
We often have the struggle，
就系我哋愿意活喺神嘅面前，讨佢嘅喜悦啦，还系话中意喺住喺我哋自己嘅里头嚟，让我自己觉得自由宽松。
Do we live before the Lord to find His favor, or do we live for ourselves and find just pleasure for ourselves？
所以喺新约嘅时候，喺我哋呢日子，我哋有。
So in the New Testament, in our days, we have this experience.
在旧约的里头也是一样。
Likewise in the Old Testament.
所以我们刚才读的约书亚记。
So the book that we have just read, the book of Joshua.
弟兄姊妹，你读过你就知道，原来在约书亚记的里面，一直的讲给我听一个争战。
And if you read the book of Joshua, you know it tells us there is this continuous struggle.
这个什么的争战呢？
And what is the struggle?
这个得基业嘅一个争战
，is the struggle of taking possession or gaining the inheritance.
Yeah, inheritance. 我知道以色列人嘅历史嘅弟兄姊妹
，and those who know the history of the Israelites，
我哋知道摩西系佢哋中间嘅一个神所兴起嘅一个领导人。
Moses is a leader that God raised up.
系摩西将佢哋带。离开埃及
and when Moses brought them out of Egypt.
摩西带他们经过了这个红海。
And it was Moses who led them through the Red Sea.
但是也是约书亚将他们带过了约旦河。It
was Joshua who brought them through the River Jordan.
这么多的以色列人，圣经说有600万的人。
And this large group of Israelites, the Bible records there's over 600,000 Israelites.
中间只有两个人是从出埃及那些人的中间可以进到去迦南地。
And only two individuals, the Bible tells us, that are able to enter into the land of Canaan.
这两个人呢，其中一个就是约书亚。
And in one of them is Joshua.
约书亚这个人，我们就会问一个问题。And
we ask this question that this Joshua.
约书亚究竟是一个什么人啊？
And who is this? What type of individual is Joshua?
弟兄姊妹，我们从圣经里面就看见呢。 约书亚他的原来的名字叫做何希亚。His
original name is Hosea.
何希亚，中文就这样译，他的意思是什么呢？
And this Hosea, what is the meaning of Hosea?
就是拯救和救恩的意思。
It means to save or the grace of salvation.
咁我哋一路咁样去留意嘅时候，我哋睇见佢出生嘅时候咧，应该就系喺以色列人仲喺埃及。
And then when he was born, that we can see that he was born in Egypt.
喺嗰个时候咧，正系受着埃及人嘅压迫嘅嗰段嘅时间。
It was during a time period where they were oppressed by the Egyptians.
圣经说以色列人在埃及地做什么呢？做奴隶。
And what does the Bible tell us? That the Israelites were slaves in Egypt.
那个法老王将很多的苦工加在他们的身上。
And King Pharaoh added a lot of heavy tasks on them.
叫他们叫苦连天。
And that they have to work very, they have to toil very hard.
那时候人民在那里来呼求神。
And at the time, the people cried out to God.
求什么呢？求神拯救他们。
What were they crying out for? They're crying out for God to save them.
脱离这样的环境。
To escape from that environment.
那约书亚呢，应该是那时候出生。
It is about that time when Joshua was born.
通常做父母的都是这样，我做到现今我们都是一样。
And those normally who are parents would be like this, even like now.
都有一个这样的心理。
You have this hard attitude.
就是你将很多的愿望，将我们自己的心境，那种情形，就改子女的名。
And it is your hope or your expectations, with that you give, the, that's how you name your child.
当你的BB生出生的时候，改什么名呢？当时他想他什么呢？他的愿望是什么呢？就改了他的名。
So at the time that your child is born, what kind of name would you give it to your child? What kind of hope do you have, your expectation? That's how you would name your child. So you might hear that this name is particularly different. And they'll tell you that when I was born, this is what my parents were thinking.
那我的女儿呢，大女儿叫做以勒，你知不知道为什么？
And my older daughter is named Jairus. What does that mean?
因为当时她出生的时候,
because at the time that she was born,
我们是完全都什么都不知道，任何东西都没有准备。
And we didn't know and we had not made any preparations.
但是神将她赐了给我们。
But God gave her to us.
我们就想到圣经里面说, 耶和华是耶和华为人预备的羔羊，那个叫做耶和华以勒。
And this is the lamb that God had prepared, so it's Jehovah Jireh.
因为这样的缘故，我们就叫他做以勒。
And because of this reason, that's how we named her.
我相信其他有弟兄姊妹，你个名都系有有啲意思嘅，就系咁样嘅意思。
We believe that for brothers and sisters, your name would have particular meanings as well.
啊，我哋知道，我记得志忠吓，点解叫做陈志忠咧？
And Daniel, the Chinese character, why is it named that particular way?
佢爸爸就话：我至死忠心啊，咁样，所以叫佢做志忠。
That in Chinese is that you will be faithful to the end.
咁好多弟兄姊妹都中意叫佢仔女就啊，圣经佢个名，譬如啊，但以理咁。
On the Bible, like Daniel.
咁就希望你仔女咧，好似但以理咁样样活喺神嘅面前。
And you hope that the child will be like Daniel, that's how he will live before God.
咁所以就叫佢做但以理。
That's how you name him Daniel.
咁但系我生咗个女，生出嚟系个女。But
I have a girl.
咁我又想我仔女好似但以理咁，但系佢系女，咁点办
？And I want my daughter to be like Daniel, but that baby is a girl. Then what do you do?
咁啊加个娜字落去啦，Daniela咁样样。So
you add that you change it from Daniel to Daniela.
弟兄姊妹就系咁样样。So
this is how it is, brothers and sisters.
所以你睇见嗰个名字代表住父母嘅一个心境或者系一个个盼望。So
the name is a representation of the heart attitude or the condition of the parent or the hope of the parent.
所以約書亞當時佢父母改佢叫約書亞，因為盼望有拯救。
So when the child was named Joshua, they hope that there is this salvation.
所以果然呢，神真係將以色列人從埃及地嗰度拯救出嚟。And
then God actually did save the Israelites from the land of Egypt.
藉著摩西嘅手，將呢班人本來係做奴隸嘅。 喺世界喺埃及地做奴隶嘅人拯救出嚟
，and through the hand of Moses, this group of individuals were originally slaves. They were saved from the land of Egypt.
人系蒙拯救
，man got salvation，
但系神嘅心意要佢哋对得拯救呢件事有更深嘅认识。
But it was the heart of God that through the salvation that this group of individuals have a deeper understanding.
神唔单止 救佢哋脱离咗捆绑
，Not only God will save them from bondage，
神仲要有一个目的，救佢哋出嚟之后，仲要将佢哋带入去迦南地。God
has another purpose after they save them that He would bring them into the land of Canaan。
所以圣经话俾我听，迦南地系又系一个咩嘅地方咧？And
what does the Bible tell us regarding the land of Canaan？
圣经话迦南地系一个流奶与蜜嘅地方。
The Bible tells us it's the land flowing with milk and honey.
即是说满了丰盛的一个美好的地方。
It's a land full of riches.
迦南地不一定是代表着天堂。
The land of Canaan may not necessarily represent heaven.
但是它是代表着神自己的祝福，神自己的丰富。
But it does represent God's blessing and riches.
圣经话俾我哋听，上一次我都同弟兄姊妹交通过。The
Bible tells us then last time we shared with the brothers and sisters，
就系嗰度嘅出产啊，丰富到不得了。And
the produce there is so abundant，
几乎咧唔需要人落肥啊，又唔需要人淋水都。Almost
to the point that you do not need to water it or fertilize it，
但系佢长出嚟嘅果子咧就非常嘅美好。But
the fruit that comes forth is very beautiful，
你知道啊，圣经又话。 一块嘅葡萄咧，要两个人去抬。
And the Bible tells us that one single cluster of grapes, two people need to carry it.
哇，唔知你嗰啲葡萄枝系咁大只啊，定几大只啦
？We don't know how really large these grapes are.
所以嗰啲人唔可能唔需要点样劳力劳苦咧，就得到供应。So
the people don't really need to toil much, and they can gain much.
啊，咁呢个系迦南地。
So this is the fullness or the riches of the land of Canaan.
因为神嘅祝福喺嗰度
，because God's blessing is there.
以前咧，美国咧，大家都人都称为呢个系天堂啊，人间嘅天堂。And
in the past, people will call America the heaven of the world.
所以咧，好多人 都想移民嚟。
So many people want to immigrate here.
哦，移民唔到嘅，偷渡嚟。
If they can't immigrate, they will smuggle in.
前方周围都有人偷偷地走入嚟嘅。
So there are people that try to get in from everywhere.
但上个礼拜咧，我就听到一个咁样嘅新闻。
But last week I heard this news.
佢话而家咧嚟美国申请嚟美国嗰啲移民咧，个人数减少咗好多。
Those who apply to immigrate here have decreased.
甚至乎咧，偷渡个人都少咗。
Even those who try to get in illegally have decreased.
点解
？Why？
美国已经都唔不景气啊，已经唔再喺人嘅心目中系好似天堂咁样。
And the situation is not that good anymore. So it's no longer in man's eyes like heaven.
所以人咪唔嚟咯。
So people don't come anymore.
但是迦南地呢就唔同。
But the land of Canaan is different.
神话要佢哋进入去。
God says to go in there.
点解呢？因为嗰度满有咗神嘅祝福。
Why? Because in that place is full of God's blessing.
我哋又可以喺嗰度享用到神极大嘅丰富。
And we can enjoy the great abundance of God.
神将呢班以色列人从埃及藉着摩西嘅手带佢哋出嚟。
And God, through the hand of Moses, brought them out of the land of Egypt into the land of Canaan.
我们读圣经的时候,
and we read the Bible,
我们就发觉一件事情,
we discover one thing.
他们没错是离开了埃及。
True, they have left the land of Egypt.
但他们没有进到去迦南地。
But they cannot enter into the land of Canaan.
而他们呢就在旷野,即是埃及和迦南地中间这个旷野那里,转来转去在那里。
And they were wandering for 40 years between the land of Egypt and the land of Canaan.
直至到呢摩西死咗
until Moses died.
然后约书亚将佢哋带入去
and then Joshua brought them in.
我哋讲过约书亚佢个父母极愿意喺嗰个时候得咗拯救，所以呢叫佢个仔叫做何希亚。
And we had shared that the parents of Joshua that in, during that time, because they want that salvation, that's why they named the child Hosea.
但后来呢，摩西呢就将佢个名改咗。
But then later on, Moses changed the name.
叫做约书亚。
Joshua.
咁呢个约书亚又系咩意思呢？咁。
So what is the meaning of Joshua?
原来约书亚的意思呢就是耶和华救主，就是救主这样的意思。
It means that Jehovah is the Savior.
所以看见吗，弟兄姐妹。
So do you not see, brothers and sisters?
在他的父母的心里面。
In the heart of the parents.
他极愿意得到拯救。
They extremely wanted the salvation.
极愿意得着这个脱离这个困境。
And to escape from this bondage.
这个人的需要，人的愿望，人的要求。
But this is what man's needs, this is what their hope and their desire.
但是神却不愿意我们只是盼望得到拯救。
But God does not want us just to want salvation.
神愿意人明白和了解到这位拯救的主。
God wants man to understand and to know this Savior God.
神亦极愿意人认识这位耶和华神，这位救主。
And God wants man to know that this God is the Savior.
所以摩西将他的名字改了叫约书亚。
So Moses changed the name to Joshua.
因此我们看见约书亚记里面呢有一个很重的一点。
So we see in the book of Joshua there's this one, point that's heavily emphasized.
就是神不愿意我们只是留意一个拯救的过程。
That God does not want us just to merely look at that process of salvation.
神却愿意我们多来到仰望祂。
God wants us to look more upon Him.
多认识祂。
To know Him more.
多知道神的自己。
To know about Him more.
将我们的注意力不是单放在我们今天受苦，还是说受祸，
So our focus will no longer be always to enjoy this be suffering.
或者我哋而家係享緊福,
or we enjoying blessing.
而係將我哋嘅眼光,將我哋嘅注意力放喺神嘅身上邊.
But our focus should be on God himself.
所以我喺度提醒下初信嘅弟兄姊妹.
So I want to remind the new believers.
信耶穌只不過係一個開始.
Believing in Jesus is only a beginning.
你千祈唔好以為得啦，我而家信咗耶穌啊，畢業啦，搞掂啦。
So don't think that I believe in Jesus. Everything's taken care of. I've graduated.
我可以上天堂啦，我而家搞掂，全無憂傷。
So that now I believe in Jesus, I can go to heaven. Everything's taken care of. There's no more worries.
弟兄姊妹，信耶穌係一個開始。
Brothers and sisters, believing in Jesus is a beginning.
是一个手续.
It is a procedure.
Yeah, procedure. 但是我们的目的要进入去迦南地.
But our goal is to enter into the land of Canaan.
这个才是神的心意.
This is the heart's desire of God.
我们能够享用到神.
To enjoy God.
能够享用祂所为我们所预备的.
To enjoy everything that He has prepared for us.
这个才是目的.
This is the goal.
我们能够享用祂,然后神才能够心满意足.
Only when we enjoy God can His heart desire be fulfilled.
弟兄姊妹知道,我两个女儿现在不是跟我们一起住.
You know the brothers and sisters that our two daughters no longer live with us.
他们有时回来的时候,吃饭的时候,Esther就弄很多餸.
And when they come back for dinner, then Esther would prepare a lot of dishes for them.
如果有時他們回來,或者 lunch 吃得太多,那又沒什麼胃口,吃得很少.
And then sometimes when they come for lunch, and they...
因為 lunch 吃了很多東西,所以 dinner
吃得很少. So because they have eaten a larger lunch, that's when they come for dinner, they don't eat as much.
那Esther又不太高興.
Then Esther's not quite that happy.
預備了這麼多東西,你們不吃.
I prefer so much for you, and then you're not eating.
如果他們一下子一掃而空,將他們吃光呢?
But on the other hand, if they eat it all very quickly,
他口裡面又會說,我鬼咁.
And then she would say that you guys are starving.
Yeah.
In naturality, even though she says this, but in her heart, she's still very joyful. So this is the heart of the parents. And they hope that they can enjoy what the parents have prepared. Is it not so? Is it not so? So Sylvia is nodding her head. Angela as well. Even though you're full, you still need to eat.
Our
God has saved us. And saved us from bondage. To save us from death. Not just so that we'll be placed in the wilderness. His heart's desire is for us to enter into the land of Canaan.
享用神所要为我们所预备的.
To enjoy what God has prepared.
所以我们看见约书亚这个人的名.
See the Joshua, the name of Joshua.
看见原来神有这么多的预备,这样的心情.
You can see how God has made all this preparation, and this is the heart's desire of God.
但愿我们都在主的面前.
May we learn this before the Lord. That we don't just stay at the stage of salvation. To enter into His blessing and to enjoy what He has prepared. The second point is,
約書亞, 他出埃及的時候,
and Joshua, when he left Egypt,
我们相信他是一个年轻人,
We believe that he's a young man.
第一次提佢呢，提到約書亞呢個人呢，喺出埃及記17章。
And the first place that Joshua was mentioned was in Exodus chapter 17.
當時嘅以色列人佢哋離開咗埃及。
At the time, the Israelites had left Egypt.
過咗紅海。
Passed the Red Sea.
喺曠野嘅路上面遇到呢、這個亞瑪力人嚟到攻擊佢哋。
And they were in the wilderness and they were attacked by the Amalekites.
咁摩西呢喺嗰時候呢就揀選約書亞出嚟帶領啲百姓同埋同亞瑪力人嚟到爭戰。
And Moses chose Joshua to be the leader to fight against the Amalekites.
民數記十一章嗰度講俾我聽，我哋話就睇見話係摩西呢揀選佢出嚟，點佢嘅名出嚟，要係用佢嘅。
In Numbers 11, Moses chose him and named him to be the leader.
咁於是我哋就要嚟留意啦。
So we need to pay attention.
當時的以色列人有好多好多年輕人。
At that time, amongst the Israelites, there were many young people.
神點解喺芸芸嘅年輕人嘅當中，只係揀選一個約書亞呢
？So why did God choose this one Joshua among all those individuals?
係揀選佢去帶領以色列人去爭戰
，and chosen him.To lead Israel to fight.
根據乜嘢呢
？According to what?
我哋知道嗰陣時唔係話民選出嚟嘅。
We know at that time it's not a democracy.
佢又唔係一個武狀元喎，好似舊時我哋古時咁樣。
And he's not a like the old times like the
champion of a martial.
Okay, a valiant warrior.
點解神？在那时候这么多人中间只是揀选他一个。
So why did God choose him amongst all these individuals?
我相信摩西那时候点他出来是因为这个人有一些独特的地方。
And I believe that Moses chose him because he has some special characteristics.
如果他都是好像普通人那样混混噩噩的你会不会揀选他
If he's just a regular Joe, would you pick him?
如果俾你做揀選，你都唔會揀一個咁樣，你一定會揾一個係突出啲嘅。
If it were up to you, you wouldn't pick just an average individual. You would pick somebody very special.
所以我哋睇民數記嘅時候咧，我哋就發覺到有幾處聖經都係咁樣提。
So we look in Numbers and we can see in several places it is mentioned this way.
提到約書亞呢個人
，and it mentions about this person Joshua.
他們提過幾點就是說這個人有另外一個心智
And it's mentioned that this individual has a different spirit
還有呢聖經提到他的時候呢就提到說他是一個專心跟從我的人
And the Bible also when it mentions about Joshua it is recorded that he is one that fully followed the Lord
27章裡還說約書亞呢個人心中有靈嘅一個人。
And in Numbers 27, it is mentioned that he had in him, in whom there is a spirit.
等住咪咩叫做另一個心智
？What is meant by a different spirit?
或者話 another spirit?
Or another spirit?
呢個。當然我們看到他那裡是指著他和當時的人那個分別
Of course it's the difference between him and the other individuals
他有一個另外一個心智是和其他的人是不同
So he has a different spirit that's different than the other individuals
而這個 spirit 這個靈呢是一個跟隨神的一個靈
The spirit is a spirit that follows God.
是心中有灵的一个这样的人。
And in him, there is a spirit. And this is the individual that Joshua is.
我们看见是讲到神的灵。
We speak of the spirit of God.
他那个态度。
His attitude.
佢向神嘅嗰一个心。
So his heart toward God。
果然我哋睇见咧，喺第一场嘅战争嘅里头。
So we actually see in the first battle，
佢系带着以色列人去同呢个亚玛利人争战。
So he led Israelites to fight against the Amalekites。
但呢场嘅争战好奇怪。
But this battle is very strange。
唔系因为咧，约书亚佢勇武有力。
It's not that he's very valiant。
因此咧就打胜咗亚玛利人。
That he was able to defeat the Amalekites。
唔系啊，嗰次嘅战争咧。
No, in that battle。
冇错，约书亚系带领以色列人喺下边嚟到打仗。
True, that Joshua led the Israelites to fight。
但系胜败唔系因为佢哋好嘢定话唔好嘢。
Victory or defeat is not dependent on whether they are good or bad.
是因为摩西在山上边举手。
It is because Moses raised his hand on the mount, on top of the mountain.
圣经又告诉我们，摩西呢，几时在山上边举起手呢？以色列人在下边呢，就打胜仗。
The Bible tells us whenever Moses raised his hand, the Israelites at the bottom were winning.
那几时摩西呢，垂低手呢，下边呢，就亚玛力人打胜仗。
And whenever Moses lowered his hand, that's when the Amalekites were winning.
所以有时举得太攰啊，咁咪要垂落嚟啊。
So when you raise your hand for a long time, you get very tired, so you let your hands down.
咁阿伦同埋户珥咧两个人咧就搬咁嘅石头，咁撑住佢，等佢一直举起手。
So Aaron and another individual raised his hands, so that his hands, Moses' hands will be continuously raised up.
啊，原来嗰场嘅战争嗰个得胜与失败系根据喺山上边摩西有冇举手或者系垂低手。
So at that battle, whether they win or lose is dependent on Moses who is standing on top of the mountain, having his hands raised or having his hands lowered.
所以我哋睇到属灵嘅争战咧。
So this is the situation with spiritual battles.
唔系在乎呢个约书亚能够有几多嘅能力，或者系佢几打得。
It's not dependent upon the capability of Joshua or how well he fights.
系在乎喺山上边摩西有冇举手。
It's dependent on Moses standing on the top of the mountain whether he has his hands raised or lowered.
因此读圣经嘅弟兄们就话俾我听，约书亚佢里头有一个争战嘅灵。
So that in those who read the Bible tells us that in the heart of Joshua, he has the spirit of battle，
争战嘅灵
，a spirit of battle。
啊，唔系话佢中意撩事斗非啊，成日专去打人啊，嗰啲咁样嘅争战嘅灵。
It doesn't mean that he's always causing trouble looking for fights. Not that type of individual.
那是他在那里支取神的德性作为人的德性。
That he's there to appropriate the victory of God to become the victory of man.
你就看见他将自己放在神的计划的里面，放在神的心意的里面。
He placed himself in the plan and the heart of God.
以至到呢，神要打的仗能够打赢
，and to the point that the battles that God wants to win, that He was able to win.
唔系因为佢，系因为神嘅能力。
It's not because of Joshua, but because of the ability or the power of God.
弟兄姊妹，我哋今天都系一样嘅。
Same thing for us today.
我哋属灵嘅经历亦都系一样。
That's also the way of our spiritual experience.
我哋属灵嘅生命几时软弱，就系因为我哋嘅肉体。
And when we are weak spiritually, it's because of the flesh is victorious.
我哋嘅灵几时刚强起上嚟嘅时候咧，我哋肉体就会就范。
And whenever our spirit is strong, that is when our flesh decreases.
约书亚圣经话佢有一个另一个嘅心智。
And the Bible tells us that Joshua has a different spirit.
系另一个灵。
A different spirit.
这个就是靠着主去成就的一个这样的灵。
It is a spirit which relies upon the Lord to accomplish.
圣经提到说他有 另一个灵的时候，是讲到他们去探这个迦南地的那件事情上面。
And when the Bible, God tells us that He has a different spirit, is at the time when they were to spy out the land.
众人都看见环境。
Everyone sees the environment.
大家都觉得哇，唉，唔掂喎！呢啲人好高大嘅，好得人惊嘅。
And everybody says that the situation is not good. The people there, the inhabitants are very large. They're huge.
城墙又高大又稳固。
And the walls are tall and fortified.
睇情形咧，啊，呢句说话成日都讲啊，睇情形咧。真係唔掂㗎啦。
So if you look at the situation or the circumstance, it's not going to be well.
啊，我哋就冇法子入到去㗎啦。
There's no way for us to enter.
但係約書亞點講？
But what did Joshua say?
佢話唔好背叛神啊。
Do not rebel against God.
有神嘅同在，神答應過我哋嘅。
God is with us, and He has promised.
我哋唔使怕。
We do not need to fear.
你睇见佢整个嘅灵系喺神嘅身上边。
So His entire spirit is on God.
所以难怪咧，佢个名叫约书亚。我哋唔系睇得唔得到拯救，系睇拯救嘅神。
So no wonder His name is Joshua. We don't just look at the salvation, but the God of salvation.
佢除咗有一个另外一个心智，别一个灵。
And he also has a different spirit.
仲有圣经又话佢系专心嘅跟随。
Other than having a different spirit, the Bible tells us that he has followed the Lord fully.
我记得喺摩西四十昼夜喺呢个山上边。
Remember when Moses was 40 days, 40 nights in the wilderness?
神用将十诫赐俾佢。
In the top of the mountain, when God gave him the Ten Commandments.
我哋知道当佢落山嘅时候咧。
So we know that when he went down the mountain.
下边嗰班以色列人居然咧自己去整一个金牛仔去拜。
And then the Israelites who were down under had made a golden calf to worship.
所以摩西落到嚟见到咁样嘅情形。
So when Moses came down and saw that situation.
将佢手上嗰两块石板就系神写十诫嗰两块石板钉烂咗。
And he broke the two tablets where God had written the Ten Commandments.
本来神的帐幕在他们的中间。
Originally, the tabernacle was in their midst.
但因为就见到这样的情形，摩西说这个营是被玷污了。
And because of this situation, that the camp has been defiled.
后来呢，摩西将这个会幕搬了出去营的外面。
So Moses moved the tabernacle outside of the camp.
所以几时摩西要见神，同神讲说话，他要出到去那个营外边嘅帐幕嘅里头。
So whenever Moses want to see God or to speak with God, that he would go to the tabernacle that's been moved outside of the camp.
咁讲完之后又翻去自己嘅帐幕嘅里边。
And then Moses, after speaking with God, then he will move back to his own tent.
但系出埃及记三十三章就话俾我哋听。
But in Exodus chapter 33 it tells us.
佢话纵使摩西系咁样来来往往，但系约书亚不离开会幕。
Even though Moses would travel back and forth to the tabernacle, it tells us that Joshua would not depart from the tent.
意思即系话，佢整个嘅人系愿意将自己放喺神嘅面前。
That means that he is willing to be to place himself before the eyes of God.
佢尽量嘅靠近神。
He wanted to get closer to God as much as possible.
虽然同佢一齐嘅嗰班嘅人，圣经话佢哋喺嗰度吃喝玩乐。
Even though those who were with him, they were drinking and eating.
但佢一啲咁多都冇离开过神。
But he did not depart from God at all.
嗱，佢个人唔离开会幕，当然佢嘅灵、佢嘅心。
If he did not leave the tent of meeting or the tabernacle, naturally his heart did not leave either.
So, 弟兄姊妹，这个是另外一点，我们要在神面前学习的。
So, this is another point that we need to learn.
我们无论遇到什么环境，
no matter what circumstance we encounter,
我们都不要离开神。
We cannot depart from God.
我们还要专心的来跟随神。
We need to follow God wholeheartedly or fully.
雖然很多人在旁邊,
even though there's many individuals around us and many things will occur around us.
但是求主幫助我們,讓我們仍然有這個心智去跟隨主。
May the Lord help us that we have the spirit to follow Him fully.
那你說,你說話說得容易,我沒有這樣的心,怎麼辦?
And you might say that it's easy for you to say, but I don't have this heart, so what do I do?
向主求,
ask the Lord.
求主幫助我們,
may He help us.
是啊,我好像看到環境,這個又不妥,那件事情又不行,不知怎樣,糟了。
True, you might look at an individual or that matter and you say, oh, this is not good, what do I do?
你禱告主啊,
you pray to the Lord that, that I do not look at these things.
我意思不是說,不要理他,不要理他,不是這個意思,就是你的心要向準神,不要被其他的東西來騷擾。
It doesn't mean that you don't pay attention to those things, but your heart should be toward the Lord. And don't let these other things affect you.
神不是願意我們受苦的。
God does not delight that we suffer.
神不是願意我們留在這個困境裡面。
And God does not delight that we're in this bondage or this difficulty.
神乃是願意我們進到迦南地享用神的豐富的。
God wants us to enter the land of Canaan so that we can enjoy His abundance or fullness.
約書亞被揀選,因為他有另一個心智。
Joshua was chosen because he has a different spirit.
我們讀這個啟示錄的時候,
and we read Revelation.
你就發覺一個名詞,叫做得勝者,是吧?
And you come across this term, overcomer.
哇,我們都用了很多時間研究什麼是得勝者,怎樣才是得勝者?
And we have spent much time to examine what is overcomer and what is an overcomer.
弟兄姊妹,好像約書亞一樣。
Brothers and sisters, like Joshua,
他就是得勝者。
He is an overcomer.
得勝者不是三頭六臂啊。
An overcomer is not where you have a lot of extremities.
也不是說不用睡覺那隻。
Or that you, you don't need sleep.
就很有辦法,不是那些。
Then you're very capable. It's not those things.
他是一個普通人,好像你和我一樣。
He's an average person, just like you and me.
但他所不同的是什麼呢?
But what is different about him?
是絕對的聽神的話。
He absolutely listens to the word of God.
是絕對的持守真理。
Absolutely maintains the truth.
用信心去跟從主,直到底的。
Using faith to follow the Lord until the end.
在整個進入迦南地的爭戰裡面,
in the entire struggle in the land of Canaan,
約書是一個得勝者。
Joshua is an overcomer.
因為只有他和俄加勒是兩個出埃及的人,又可以進到迦南地的那兩個。
Only he and Caleb are the two individuals who left Egypt were able to enter into the land of Canaan.
因為你在他身上你看見他是接受神的命令。
Because you can see on the person of Joshua that he accepted the commandments of God.
又絕對的信服神的權柄。
Absolutely follows the authority of God.
是持守真理,專心的跟隨。
Maintains the truth and to follow.
為了初信的弟兄姊妹和年輕人,我舉一個例子。
And for the new believers and the young individuals, young believers, I will give an example.
我想問一下你們,年輕的。
I'll ask the young people.
你參加過什麼after school sport的,是吧?
Have you ever participated in after school sports?
有嗎?
Anyone?
舉手。
Raise your hand.
哇,不是很多人不敢舉手。
Not many, perhaps you're afraid
to raise your hand. 有什麼項目啊? 有什麼項目啊?
What type of after school programs?
Wrestling. Wrestling, 還有呢?
Wrestling?
還有什麼? Football, 是吧? Basketball.
Football, basketball.
還有什麼?
Anything else?
Soccer, 是吧?
Soccer?
Ice skating, 是吧? Tennis. 是吧? 那些啊? 那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,那些,
participate in those after-school programs.
在你个队嘅里边咧，有一个好紧要嘅人。
In your team, there's one that's very important.
佢系带住你哋去嘅。
And that individual is leading you.
佢负责呢一队嘅嘢嘅。
And that person is responsible for the team.
系咩人？
Who is that individual?
知唔知啊？啊 ？Coach，
个
教练。
The coach。
啊，咁啊，而家就再问啦。
咁呢、
這個coach 嘅作用喺邊度
？So what is the function of the coach？
Coach 嘅 function 係咩
？What is the function？
係後生仔，唔識啊？咁你點跟啊？點樣去咩 program 啊？呢啲
？So if you don't know, how would you be able to participate in such a program？
原來嗰個教練咧，作用喺邊度咧
？So originally, what is the function of the coach？
所謂教練就話教你點樣去贏波嘛，係嘛
？Coach is there to teach you how to win。
如果個 coach 教你輸嘅，咁你跟唔跟佢咧
？So if the coach is there to teach you how to lose, would you follow that coach？
所以嗰個 coach 嗰個作用係教你、幫助你、帶領你去得勝。
So the coach is there to teach you, to lead you to become victorious。
咁啊，作為隊員嘅你。你个态度对佢系咩啊
？So those of you who are members of that team, what should be your attitude toward the coach？
你个态度系咩啊
？What should be your attitude？
你个态度系点啊？诶 ，come on， respect， 仲有咧
？What else besides respect？
除咗 respect 之外，见到佢哇，我唔敢喐啊，嗰个 respect， 仲有咩啊
？So if you just look at him and you dare not move, is that enough？
Come on， come on。啊、listen， 听佢话。
To listen to the coach。
如果你打 basketball 啊，如果佢 coach 佢会一定会咁样教你噶。
So you play basketball, the coach will definitely teach you。
如果对方嘅人攞到个波，你点啊？嘅时候
，If the other team has gotten the ball, what should you do？
你快啲走翻去后防吓、啊，做 defense， right？
So you go back and play defense。
如果你哋嗰组嘅人攞到个波，你点啊？
So if your team gets the ball, what do you do?
啊，你唔会再走翻后边咯，向前啊嘛。
So you don't go backwards, you go forward.
系咁样噶，但系问题咧就话、是，哦，你讲啫嘛，我唔中意咁样。
Then the problem is that you might say that's what you say. I don't like it that way.
咁啊点啊
？Then what happens?
结果就输波啦。
Then you lose.
咁系咪？你一定要听。如果你想赢，你一定要听。
So if you want to win, you must listen.
你接受命令。
You have to accept the commands.
哇，我点解要我咁啫？我唔明白点解我要咁走啊
？And you say, I don't understand. I don't know why I have to run this way.
啊，所以你就唔走咧。
So you don't run.
同样嘅，你都会输波。
You will also lose.
咁啊，好多球队咧，都一季打完一季之后咧，就输啦吓。
So that there are a lot of teams that season after season they lose.
唔係咧，佢哋我哋講話佢冇 talent， 冇咩人才。
It's not because they lack talent.
亦都唔係話個 coach 咧渣波。
It's not that the coach is substandard.
我發覺總係有一個問題，佢哋中間係唔合作得。
So there's this one problem that is there is that they don't cooperate.
隊員冇聽到 coach 嘅講。
The team players don't listen to the coach.
結果輸波
So they'll lose that game.
輸波咁咪點啊
So what happens?
Coach 當好多時候都炒魷魚
㗎 So the coach gets fired.
咁弟兄姊妹，我哋從約書亞嘅身上邊
So brothers and sisters, on the person of Joshua,
我哋要同樣嘅學習一個咁樣嘅功課
We have to learn this lesson.
在我们即使是我们的 sport 那些 program 里面
even,
就讲出讲明这件事
So even amongst the sports program it tells us this one thing
如果约书亚当时不是听神的话
If at the time the God would not listen to the word of God
当时约书亚 他没有一个这样的跟随的灵
And he had not had that spirit to follow the God
他们根本就不可以进到迦南地
They would not be able to enter into the land of Canaan.
弟兄们，你明白啊？
Brothers and sisters, do you understand?
从前的以色列人
the Israelites before.
这个人,
and they have chosen this individual.
申命记刚才在这里读过，是摩西曾经按手在他的头上，是被智慧的灵充满的。
And the, in Deuteronomy, it was recorded that Moses laid hands on him and that Joshua had the spirit of wisdom.
但是加上以色列人便听从他。
And the Israelites listened to him on top of that.
这样约书亚就将以色列人打入去迦南地。
And Joshua then was able to lead the Israelites into the land of Canaan.
好，神当日拣选一个这样的人。
Very good that God chose this individual at that time.
神愿意这些人是配合神的心意，去完成神的旨意。
And God desires that these individuals will be like-minded with God and to fulfill His will.
今天神仍然在寻找这样的人。
Today, God is also choosing this type of individual.
在哪里找呢？在我们中间，在你和我中间来找。
Where will He find it? In our midst.
你愿不愿意配合神的心意？
Are you willing to be have this like-minded of God?
你愿否肯付代价来跟随主？
Are you willing to pay a price to follow the Lord?
愿意我们都有一个心智在神面前就说，我的所行所作，我这个人能够使我们的主心满意足。
And that we will be able to say that everything that we do will be able to satisfy the heart's desire of our Lord.
读完启示录，我们都看见在每一处，就是那七封的书信的里面，每一个时期，每一个教会，神都呼召得胜者。
And in reading Revelation, that in the seven letters to the seven churches, God is calling for individuals to be overcomers.
今日神同样的在我们中间来呼召得胜者。
And today, also, God is calling for overcomers.
这些所谓得胜者不是说特登将他标榜出来，哎，你是 champion, 你是第一。
And the purpose is not to raise that overcomer to say that's the champion, you're number one.
我们愿意做得胜者，因为这样能够满足神的心。
We're willing to be overcomers because this is how you satisfy God.
但愿主藉着祂的灵向我们说话。
May the Lord, through His Spirit, speak to us.
约书亚在神的面前蒙恩。
And Joshua was able to be blessed before God.
祂的名字告诉我们听，耶和华神，这位救主才是我们所看重的。
His name tells us that Jehovah is the Savior. He's the one that we need to focus on.
盼望我们今天在这个日子里面。
That today for us,
同样的好像约书亚这样被神来用。
Likewise, will be used by God, by Joshua.
也因着我们的信服，我们的跟随，叫他心满意足。
And because of our submission and our willingness to follow him, that he will be satisfied.
我们祈祷。
Let us pray.
主，我们感谢，我们赞美你。
Lord, we thank you and praise you.
主，但愿你用你自己的话来到教导我们。
May you use your word to speak to us, to teach us.
我又求主藉着圣灵在里面作开启的工。
And that through the Spirit, that the Spirit will open this word to us, will reveal it to us.
让我们都在主的面前做一个讨主喜悦的人。
That before the Lord, that we will be one that's pleasing to Him.
求主将这个约书亚的一个特别的心智，这个灵同样的赏赐给我们。
And may the Lord grant us a special spirit, a special heart be given to us as well.
让我们能够叫主心满意足。
So that we will be able to satisfy our Lord.
多谢主，但愿你继续地引导我们。
Thanks be to the Lord that may you continue to guide us.
奉主耶稣的名祈祷。
We pray in the name of the Lord Jesus Christ.
Amen.